Robert Taylor lives in Seattle, but he was born and raised in South Africa, where he witnessed the breakdown of apartheid in that country. He is the former dean of St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral on Capitol Hill. After Nelson Mandela's death was announced yesterday, KUOW's Jamala Henderson spoke with Taylor about the man. She asked how his parents talked about Mandela around the dinner table.
They didn't very much. Growing up in South Africa in the 60s and the 70s, it was a criminal offense to, bear an image of his in public, and all of his writings were banned. They could not be quoted. And so Mandela was, when he was spoken about, it was in very hushed tones. And I began to, in my own anti-apartheid work as a teenager, I began to devour his writings. I worked for a shortwave radio station and did interviews outside of South Africa that were beamed back into the country. And so I would smuggle copies of his writings back into South Africa, always with a great sense of nervousness. But remember just being enthralled and captivated by his vision for an inclusive, democratic country in which all people were valued, which was such a counterpoint to the old apartheid system.
What was the greatest lesson you feel you learned from him?
You know, I think there are probably two. One is this sense that the time is always right to do something, no matter what, in the cause of freedom and inclusion, and that we should never wait for the right time, because that time is today. So that's the first. The second is this generous, gracious spirit of including all people in a vision for a country and refusing to be captivated by partisan politics, but always being willing to extend the hand of friendship to those who had at one time been adversaries or even enemies.
How did you implement that in your life?
Well, you know, it's something that I've spent a lifetime trying to implement, and find myself inspired constantly by him. I think certainly in Seattle, I tried to do it with my work as the founding chair of the Committee to End Homelessness, in bringing people together who often had some very competing visions of how to address and end homelessness in King County. I think I try to do it in bringing people together to talk about difficult issues of gender or human sexuality. And I think at the heart of it for me is a core belief that in our oneness, we actually discover that there is much more that binds us together than ever separates us. And I see in Mandela somebody who always had the courage to live that out, no matter the cost and no matter the circumstance.
Robert Taylor is the former dean of St. Mark's Cathedral. He is an author, a speaker, and the president of the Desmond Tutu Peace Foundation. He spoke with KUOW's Jamala Henderson.